Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got Megan Marshall, Lane Miller, and Ben Jones, all part of the upcoming Price City Renaissance Festival. You know, they had the first one last year, and man, oh man, did it take off. Even bigger event this year, 2 days, lots of great entertainment going on over the 2 days, great after party going on. We've got great things that are going to happen over those 2 days.
You're coming talking up. About all the stuff we're supposed to be talking about.
Well, no, you're going to go in depth, Lane. You're going to go in depth. Since you spoke up, Lane, you get to go first. Lane, how are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. It's always good to get you in here, Lane, because that means we're at least, you know, we're going to have fun when Lane comes in.
That's right.
So let's talk about, give us a little background on the Renaissance Festival and how it has kind of blossomed this year.
How much time do I have? Because I can really go into detail if you need me to.
You just used it all.
I was afraid of that.
All right, go ahead, Lane.
This whole thing fired up a little over a year ago. And when Megan was looking for funding to do a Renaissance fair, well, I didn't know what a Renaissance was. I didn't even know what Renaissance was. I had to look it up. But I found out after the first one that it was fun, and that's all that mattered. The first one was a hit. This one is going to be, it could be as big as International Days, and I'm not just kidding.
Well, that's what you were saying. We have as many vendors signed up for this one as you do for most International Days.
Over 80 in the park, yes, over 80.
And the cool thing about the vendors is they're all on theme.
They are. They are.
So it's going to be just a great, totally immersive experience. And Lane's going to be there. He's going to be dressed up as a knight.
I fire the cannon. We have a real cannon. I fire it.
Was that part of the deal?
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, this is going to be.
And I'm going to be in costume.
Well, you should be.
Well, last year I wasn't, and I paid the price.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. But, you know, we've got her here. We're going to embarrass her for just a minute. You know, Megan doesn't do anything halfway.
No.
And this year is really a kind of a testament to that, because, as you said, you know, bigger, better this year. We've got some great entertainment. We're going to talk with Ben about that in just a moment. But last year, after year one, you're like, okay, what are we going to do to make it bigger and better next year? And it so far, good luck the following year now, making it bigger and better than this one.
Is that a challenge?
It could be. It could be. So let's bring Ben in now, and let's talk about some of the entertainment. Ben is going to be our master of ceremonies up there. And so, Ben, what have you got for us?
Well, thank you, Dave. Knowing what happened from last year to this year and how it's grown, One of the staples that we have is called the Salt Lake City Crusaders. These guys are full-on armored hand-to-hand combat. This isn't non-participatory for the audience except to watch, because these guys get down with it. Full-on, their costumes, they say, that's not costumes, because they're full-on armor. They weigh anywhere from 80 to 150 pounds. They're made to be battled in. It's just like they used to do back in the old days. And they were the first ones to sign up for this year because they saw what a hit it was last year, and they said, we're coming back. And these guys, they actually bring their own wares to sell, too. So there'll be lots of different themed things that they can sell from what they have I don't want to say weapons. Weapons is a bad word. It's fun toys for everybody because they're made out of wood, you know. But the ones that are made out of metal for the adults, you know, it's great.
And then the other one we wanted to spend some time talking about is, because they were a big hit last year as well, as the Fire Eaters.
Oh, my goodness. These guys are great. They are, let's see, they're the Dueling Pyros Fire Performance. That's their official name. They put on a show. They have LED as well, if you know, the times when you can't see it at certain times of the day, but they have flames as well. These guys, they eat it, they fling it, they swirl it, and they dance. It's a full-on performance. It's really entertaining.
And then some other ones. I know we've got some musical performances that are going to be going on. The one that I'm very interested in is, of course, the 30-minute Shakespeare.
Oh, yes.
Community Theater's putting
Comedy of Errors, coming from CVCT, Castle Valley Community Theater. They're putting that on for us, and it's 30 minutes. It's just a Comedy of Errors, one of Shakespeare's shortest and one of his funniest and best plays I think he's done.
And will that'll be going on Friday and Saturday?
Yes, correct.
Times?
We do. We have them for that. We have also coming in the Mayada Banhara World Dancers. They're from Northern Utah. And there's, let's see, what else do we have? We got help me out here, Megan. We've got, the Movie in the Park. Mm-hmm. We have that coming up. That's the first night, so that's Friday evening. And of all things, it's going to be How to Train Your Dragon. What better thing
makes
to
sense?
Do? It does. I mean, that is just that's good planning. Again, Megan thinking ahead.
That's right. Well, we've talked enough about Megan. We might as well talk to her now, right?
Let's give it to her. Let's
Megan,
give it right over to
Megan,
her.
Megan, thank you so much for coming in. How are you today?
Oh, I am excited beyond belief.
All right, so now is the time to pick up where these two left off. All right, let's talk about everything else that's going to be
luck
going
with
on.
That.
That's a hard act to follow.
It
but
is.
They covered, you know, how much fun this festival is and the amazing entertainers that we've got coming in. As has been mentioned, we've got some spectacular dance performers. We've also got stringed bands. The real folk are coming through the area. And so the timing worked out well. They're going to be performing. They perform at Comic-Con and FanX and all over the country. So we're really excited to get them. But the activities that are there, because this is a full family-friendly event, again, free to attend, we're going to have lots of free activities for your kids to participate in, like the petting zoo, the swings, the bounce house, and we've got lots of other activities as well. Unicorn rides, you've got to have that. We've got costume
and
contests.
And you thought unicorns were not a thing.
No,
I
we
never
got
thought
them.
That.
We got one. We did. We pulled it off. We've got other contests and horseshoe tournament and costume contest and scavenger hunt where you can win lots of amazing fun prizes. So you definitely don't want to miss that because that's entertainment in itself. The booths are unbelievable. Some of the vendors that we've got from all over the country, we've got them as far as Washington State and Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado. This whole region is coming together for this event with a lot of vendors that you haven't seen before because they are very era appropriate and themed. You're going to get a lot of handmade wares, leathers, woodworking. There's just so much to name. And the food. Have we talked about the food or what?
This is the icing on the cake.
This is the icing on the cake. When's the last time you had a giant turkey leg? Because you
probably the last time I was in Disneyland, to be totally truthful.
Well, this is your chance to get amazing food that's on theme. Again, we've got a lot of handmade mead and honey that's coming in. We've got a lot of food vendors that haven't been to Price before that are bringing a lot of their unique creations. So it's just going to be a ton of fun between the entertainment, the activities, the food. You certainly don't want to miss it.
I heard a vicious rumor that, you know, there's going to be a beer garden for this one as well.
Not a rumor. Not a rumor.
I knew Lane would be the one to answer that question. So, Megan, if anybody needs information about this, can they just go to the Price City website? Where do they need to go for that?
That's right. PriceCityUtah.com is your best bet for the most up-to-date information. We've got a park layout on there so you can see where your favorite booths are, where the activities are going on, what time, so that you don't miss a thing.
Perfect. And, you know, before we get out of here, I know these things don't just happen, okay? So I'm sure you've got some amazing sponsors that you want to talk about and let people know who is really responsible for this as well.
Of course, of course.
Can I jump in for Price City?
Please.
Price City got involved in this, and I honestly don't think they realized what they were getting involved with.
I have that effect.
But we've had a couple of meetings, and I think everybody is on board. They're a little bit like, but this is so big. But we're ready, and Price City is totally on board. I have to hand it to all of the supervisors and all those folks. They're very willing, and it's going to be really cool.
Should be really good. So we have Price City to thank. Who are some of your other sponsors?
Wastewater and Logistics have been a really huge help in getting this going as well. So we have plenty of facilities for everyone. They're one of our major sponsors. And Juniper Kitchen, they're the ones putting on the beer garden in the park, and they're the ones sponsoring the after party at Juniper Kitchen. So the building out there is absolutely perfect for the theme, and we're going to have another fire performance live out there during the after party on Saturday, free to attend, themed food, also something you don't want to miss.
So big event coming up. It'll be April 28th and 29th. That's Friday and Saturday. Come on down to the park and then come on down to Juniper Kitchen on Saturday night after all the festivities at the park. We'll wrap it up and have a great, great weekend. Looking forward to this since last year's. It's the Price Renaissance Festival coming up the 28th, 29th at the park there in Price at Washington Park. Show up, have fun, come dressed as your favorite, you know, if you want to be dressed as a person from the Crusades or a knight or whatever you want, just come on and show up and have a good time with us. Ben, Lane, and Megan, thank you so much for taking the time out of your morning to come in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.